Oh, it's a very great honor, and I am very delighted, not just for myself, but for Sierra Leone that has been so down, and also that appreciation for all the people that have worked there, including the Sisters of St. Joseph of Cluny, who are 150 years there. And our foundress was there during an epidemic of yellow fever, and she decided she was staying. So that is part of, I suppose, why we all stayed during the Ebola.
A difficult decision was it to make at the time, Sister?
Well, no, insofar as it was going on for about, it was beginning to rise up, but we were well educated ourselves in, you know, no touch, don't go where people are in danger, and we put in all the health things, washing hands, and we taught the children how to do it, and the clinics taught the nurses, etc. So we were confident that we would be careful, and thank God we had no problems with, even though our clinic stayed open, the only private clinic that did stay open was our Loreto clinic. So it certainly was, it wasn't a hard one to do. And we had been through, I had been through the war, in the civil war that was there, and somehow or other, I found that Ebola was much more frightening in many ways, because you had to be very careful, and also you couldn't go out and meet the people, which we usually did. Eventually, we were able to, but we would keep a good distance when we would meet them, and then they came into us when they were able, and we had about 100 families, and that was 600 people that we were able to help through our Irish aid people, our embassy, and Throcra and Gol. And the Irish were fantastic at that time. We were very proud of the Mission Cara, etc.
And when something like this occurs, and how rapidly it occurs, calm heads are what is required. And an organization in the first instance is very important in sort of, you know, being the first response to eventually helping as many people as possible, I would guess.
Yes, that's true. We had five schools there, primary, nursery, and all the rest of it, and the hearing impaired children groups, and then Loreto Clinic. So we educated all of those children in the very beginning, and then of course our teachers and nurses. So there was high organization, and especially in the Loreto Clinic, which was very vulnerable, but thank God there was no help, no problems. And we got help from families in Donegal, all over the place, and we had also from all parts of Ireland. But in England, we had in Liverpool, and the Friends of St. Joseph's, who were a group of judges who came out after the war, and they set up a lot of help that came out on air. And we had the first people before the government that had all the gear that we needed in order to remain safe. So we were very confident, and knowing the people, and knowing we had our own people from the town who were our carers. They had no work because the schools were closed, and they identified people who were not getting any help, and that's the families that we looked after.
A very difficult thing to witness, to cope with, to get through, I'm sure. Where do you draw the strength? Is it your faith, Sister?
Definitely at that level. I mean, I think faith comes with good sense as well. And certainly when you look at the gospel, you're looking at love God and love one another. And I think that was very prominent. We really have had wonderful experience of the faith of those people who were dying, those people who lost everything. And they come and say, thank God for life. And they raise our faith rather than we raise theirs, but we certainly bring, you know, the suffering Christ. We also are helping one another, and there was great help like that. And I think it was a great witness, even for our local priests and sisters, the fact that we chose to stay. We had a choice whether if we wanted to go home, we were free to come home. But all of the St. Joseph of Cluny sisters stayed at the different points we have in Sierra Leone. So that, yes, I think faith is very much part of it. And I found the people, when they'd come to tell their stories, they would all end up praising God and thanking God and asking for protection. So it was a great time, a great witness value for the people, and also for the way we could learn from those people that lost everything. And there was great, both in Sierra Leone, one of the good things we have is there's a wonderful relationship between the Christians and the Muslims. And unless it changes drastically because of some of the ISIS, it's certainly not being changed here in Sierra Leone.
Sister, on Wednesday, on Thursday, I beg your pardon, the Presidential Distinguished Service Award, as you mentioned, it's a great honour. Do you know what the day will entail for you on Thursday?
Well, the first thing we were offered was the government paid for myself and another sister to come in. And then they offered us two nights in the Conrad Hotel, and so that we would be there to be able to be taken to the Arasan Uachtaráin to meet the president and his wife, and to talk with them. And then we move on to Farmley, Charles Flanagan is hosting us there, and with our three of my family, who are one of the pillars from the Donegal group that have supported us. So it sounds very exciting, and I just feel shy about it, because I think all those people that gave to us from Sierra Leone in their witness to being able to get up and go, but also from all the Irish people from all over Donegal, and they were just fantastic. We never were short of anything, and it was, well, it's just, I am overwhelmed by the honour that I hope it is giving to all of those people who helped us, and also to the people in Sierra Leone who helped us. And our Irish embassy was fantastic. Throcro was great. They did all things for us, and we got every penny that we should have got. And we also had Goal supervising our clinics and to see that it was all up to standard. And it was great.
Finally, Sister, you mentioned Donegal, a native of Dunlow. Of course, family still in the region, and loads of people who would know you who may be listening to you today. Your heart still remains, does it, in West Donegal?
Absolutely. I just love coming home, and I am spoiled at no end. It's just great to get home. So I love the people, and it's just going back to, I suppose, in another way, to my spiritual place of where I began and had a family that were so much part of the community there. And I think I learned an awful lot from the Donegal people as to how to be a good nun. Not through being holy, but hopefully by being good and kind and generous.
Well, anyone who knows you, I'm sure, will agree that you fulfilled that and beyond. Sister Mary Sweeney, a sister of St. Joseph and Cluny, a native, of course, of Donegal, congratulations on your well-deserved reward, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today.
Okay, thank you too. I'm very privileged to have that chance to talk to the people. Amen.